We're recording, so.
Hello and welcome. I'm Katrina Lely.
And I'm Carlos West, and this is the Soul Flame Podcast.
Carlos, what are we doing here today?
We are getting back together after a long period, a long break.
Back together.
And I don't know.
Yeah, we thought it was time, to get back together, talk about things that are going on, and give some people some laughter and
hope,
excitement, and joy in their life.
And I get a lot out of just doing this. So I usually walk away from our little sessions here and you know, like feel re-energized to go out into the world and do. But I think the last time we were here was Christmas time, a year ago. Not mm-hmm. this last one, but the one before.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about what brought you back and that brought me back to doing this. You know?
Yeah.
What prompted it?
What prompted it? Well, I know for me that I've had a lot go on the last year as far as personally and growth, and I've gone through a couple of different programs and self-development courses, and I've taken on my own business, which promotes a lot of self-development, personal growth as well. And I came back in November from one of those seminars, and it just really opened my eyes for me as to who I am as a person. And that I have a lot to give back to the world. And, that's not something I really thought that I would genuinely like to do or want to do. But we did some things there that really showed me that, you know, I care a lot about people and I love giving back. I love helping and serving, and bringing laughter to people's lives. You know, I love to laugh. It's one of my most favorite things in the world. And, I think I'm pretty darn funny most of the time. I think I laugh more at myself than anybody else, which is good in my opinion. But it's just good to be back and know that, we have a chance to, you know, reach out and touch at least somebody.
Yeah.
How about for you?
For me, I've went through similarly, you know, a few different personal development seminars, and it's been about 9 months or so since the last time I went to one, but I did feel like little stagnant, little like I'm not doing something, and something's not there that needs to be there in my life. So, you know, and we haven't communicated in a long time, in a few months, and I think we needed to get back together and jump on board with this again. For me personally as well, I went through, me and my fiance now, soon to be wife, in February, we went through, an in vitro fertilization, company, and, she got pregnant, and she was pregnant for about 6 or 7 weeks, and, we lost a baby. So, that was really an emotional time for me, losing a baby. And I mean, I was convinced that I was having this kid, and we, you know, and, you know, life didn't deal that to me. So, instead of like I'm not giving up. That's one of the things, is I'm not giving up.
Yeah.
We're going ahead with the plans of getting married, and we're flying out to Las Vegas on February 18th.
Woohoo!
February 20th, she's walking down the aisle with Elvis and her dad.
That's awesome.
And we're going to say the I do's. And then we're going to go have our honeymoon in the West Caribbean on one of those cruise ships. And then come home. And we're going to go back to concentrate on having a child again. So there's a lot going on,
yeah.
You know, and I think coming back to this is going to help move me forward in my life and you know, kind of share with you guys as well. So,
yeah. And seriously, I think it's, you guys, you know, really inspire me. You know, you could have easily said no after, you know, you lost the baby back in last year and, but you're not giving up. And that's really amazing. And I think important to share with people, because some people, that's what they would do is just, well, it didn't work this time, so I'm done. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes that's not what's in the plan. And, you know, I know you're both going to be really awesome parents. I mean, you guys are awesome as it is, and I just know you guys are going to make wonderful parents. So I think it's just, yeah, I can't say enough for, you know, for you guys continuing with that and following your dreams. You know, that's very cool. Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So that's what's brought us here again. I know we're in your new house. It's I like our little makeshift studio.
I do too.
It's kind of cool, and we're here just recording a new one. And did we say we had a topic of some kind or?
No, not really, but I think what brings, you know, you talking about what you guys coming back from getting married and then going to, you know, try again to have a baby, which I don't think there's a try. I believe it'll happen for you guys. I believe that it's meant to happen this time. And with that comes, you know, just, you know, trying again, that's important. A lot, I think, getting back up off the ground, dusting yourself off, so to speak, and going at it again, you know. I know for me, for a long time, that I did not, when something didn't work, I was fine, it didn't work, I'm done. I would walk and turn the other way. I would give up, and oftentimes I would run away, rather than pushing through and consistently trying. And trying something different, trying it a different way. You know, and we've both learned that there's an infinite number of ways to do something. You know, when you have put that intention out there, there's just an infinite different ways to do something. And it's important to just get back up and keep going. If it's something that you really love and are really passionate about, go for it. Do it. Find the people that support you and run with them. And that's what I've been doing more so lately. I didn't mention, but I left my regular job. December 23rd was my last day at the body shop. And so I get to be at home with my kids now. And I get to be a stay-at-home mom, wife. I get to go volunteer in their classroom starting next week, which is really cool because that's been something I wanted to do since they started. Granted, they're only in first grade, but it's not something I ever had the chance to do before. And I get to do that now. I get to be there for them. I get to be more present instead of being that mom that comes home from work and is just exhausted. Don't talk to me. Get away from me, you know, and then kind of just zone out from them. But so leaving that, you know, it wasn't the easiest decision, but it was a decision that was on my heart for a while, and focusing more on my, my network marketing business, mm-hmm. which is, you know, it's, if you want to talk about personal growth, go be a network marketer. You know, for me, it's about connecting and building relationships with people. It's not, for me, it's not about whatever I have whatever product I have or sell. It's about creating real relationships with people and showing them that, you know, there is a different way if you want it. There's a different way if you want it, whether that's just to run with like-minded, positive people, you know, weight loss, better sleep, you know, just a million different things. There's a solution. And we don't have to live in what society deems as normal. I go to work 9 to 5, come home, be tired, you know, run the family, that type of thing. But for me, continuing on working and building myself is gonna help me just build my network of people and find some really amazing people to just link arms with and run with. And granted, there are a lot of times where I just wanted to give up and say, I'm not a salesperson. I'm not this. Well, we're all in sales. Everybody's in sales. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been on a date, you're in sales. And, you know, even this morning I was struggling. I was just struggling and felt a little down and talked to Josh about it. But, you know, it's just a matter of pushing through. If it's something you really want, don't give up. Find somebody who will support you, you know, and go with you on that.
Yeah, I can relate with what you're saying. I took that leap too back in March, April of last year. I had a regular job that was bringing me solid income, and it wasn't something I was passionate about, but you know, it was bringing home the bacon. It was bringing home the money. I was paying the bills, and it was comfortable. But, I started this thing where I became an interpreter, and the way that world works, at least the world I'm in works, is I'm a contractor, and the difference between working for somebody and working for myself is the self-motivation. And honestly, I didn't think I had the self-motivation to do it. You know, and something happened where it was what you brought up, which was the passion, the wanting to be of service, you know, and in my field of work, that's all I do is, you know, I help people communicate so they can, you know, technically save their lives and, you know, or have better lives, mm-hmm. you know, with the doctors, nurses, you know, and nurse practitioners. And that was my motivation. You know, that was my motivation. It was to be, you know, more in aligned with what I believe my purpose in this world is.
Mm-hmm.
So, do I have the gobs and gobs of energy every morning when I wake up to go to work? Sometimes I don't. I have to motivate myself.
Mm-hmm.
And what helps motivate me is sometimes I do some stuff the night before, which sets me up for the next day. And, you know, for me, it's setting up all my appointments, having all my paperwork ready. So when I get up in the morning, this is what I'm doing today,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I try to watch my language too, as well, because I don't say, this is what I have to do today, instead of going to like, this is victim to, this is what I have to do because I'm a slave to my work. This is what I'm doing today because I choose to make those choices today to live the life that I'm living today.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a very, like, in hindsight, it looks, you know, it looks very, there's a lot of stuff that I did, but it always took just one small step here, you know, one small step there. And then, you know, I've created what I've created up until this point today, you know, and I guess the whole reason I was bringing this up was because I'm kind of like relating to what you were saying about, you know, jumping off a cliff and not knowing where my next dollar is coming from.
Yeah.
You know? That's scary. That was real, like, you know, my heart was thumping when I asked my boss, like, you know, I didn't quit completely my job. I went to weekend work. But I told my boss, you know, I want the significant drop in pay. Basically, I want the significant drop in pay because I want to chase this dream of mine. And, you know, I've been doing it for a little over 10 months and I'm really glad I made that decision. You know, I'm learning all kinds of new stuff, you know, taxes and sole proprietorship and, you know, all that stuff. So, it's cool. Which means it gets me out of my comfort zone to ask people for help,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, I kind of just take all my papers, dump them off to the tax guy. Today I have to take all my papers and try and organize them. So I have somebody that will take care or kind of put this all in order. So I can take it to the tax guy. Cause if not, I get taxed even bigger.
Yeah.
So I'm in a completely different world today than I was, you know, last year.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You said two different things that came to my mind. One was you talked about your baby steps and it just makes me kind of giggle inside because I've had that and I still continue to have the all or nothing attitude. And, you know, it's got to look this way. It's got to be big or it's not going to work at all. Or, you know, instead of taking baby steps. And, you know, I was talking this morning with Josh about, you know, the successes I've had already, the little successes that I've grown. He asked me if I've seen that. And I said, I don't see it. You know, I didn't grow up learning to celebrate little successes. You know, I grew up thinking that no matter what I did, it just was never going to be enough.
Mm.
And that's been a hard program for me to choose out of, to choose differently. Mm-hmm. And that's one that's just really ingrained in me. And so it follows me everywhere. But I'm aware of it and I become more aware of it every day. So taking those small steps, they are important because there's things I wouldn't have done today or that I do today that I wouldn't have done a year ago. You know, picking up the phone and calling somebody, just getting out of bed was a struggle
mm-hmm.
not too long ago.
I remember.
And, you know, I don't do that anymore. And it's so, I forget those things and I forget how important that is. Cause that is a big deal. And, you know, I honestly, I don't ever, I have not been very good about treating myself to special, you know, getting my nails done, going to the spa, massage. I don't do those types of things. I just don't treat myself that way, and that's something that's been on my mind recently, and I need to do that. And then you talk...
Honor yourself?
Honor myself, yes. Yes. Honor myself. So, and you talked about, you know, reaching out. You mentioned asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people of our... where we come from, that's just not easy to do. And, because I'm always afraid I'm going to bother you or I'm going to look stupid or, you know, I can't waste your time because I should know better. I should know how this works. I've never done it before, but I should know
how this works.
Yeah.
I should already have this figured out.
Yeah.
You know,
I should be able to just step in and be the master at it. And that's just not how it is, no matter how much I wish or would like it to be. But it's more fun when we ask for help and we get to connect. I've been talking about this a lot lately. It's just funny how I don't want to ask for help. I isolate. I don't want to be around people. But at the same time, when I'm around people and I'm talking to them and connecting with them, we sit down and talk about, you know, for me being an alcoholic or just talking about life and making yourself better. Like, that's what really, like, lights my fire up inside. That's what gets me excited. That's mm-hmm. what I'm passionate about. But I also try to hide from that a lot. So it's kind of, it's just weird. It's just weird. I'm a little weird.
Paradoxical.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do the same thing. I don't like talking to people. I don't like being around people. But when I'm actually talking to people and around people, that's what really gets me excited as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but I still do it, you know?
Yeah.
And celebrating the small ones too, the small wins is also, you know, you can't know if it's a win unless you celebrate it, you know, or at least acknowledge it.
Right.
You know, and I've learned that, not that I do good at, I do really great at this stuff, but, you know, I've learned that if I celebrate my wins, you know, my successes, if I can't celebrate my successes, then I don't know how far I've gone.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And if I don't know how far I've gone, then I can't see back in you know, in the rear view and see how much I've grown.
Right.
You know? And if I'm not growing, you know, I'm dying, or I'm not, you know, I'm falling backwards.
So, yeah.
So I don't know what else to say there.
Yeah. It's interesting how we ourselves don't usually see how far we've grown. People around us see it first.
Yeah.
And then you come to a point eventually and you're like, oh yeah, I remember when I used to do that or not do that. Wow, look what I do now. And then it's like, oh, okay. So, you know, I know that there's a lot that I do today that I just used to not do. Even fun things, getting out with my kids, you know, getting out. I'm running. I don't like to run, but I'm going to run. I'm going to run a half marathon. Woohoo! And I don't like running, but you know what? I'm starting to like it. The more I do it, the further I go.
Really?
It ain't so bad.
Really?
But
I'm not a big fan of running.
See, I'm not either. I will tell you, though, it's easier for me to run in my neighborhood here on the hills, because I have hills and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easier for me to run around and do, like, well, when I get built back up, 3 or 4 or 5 miles, than it is just, like, a straight path. Like, the Ording Trail, it's way harder.
Really?
There's something about that. Like, yeah, there's something about it. It's weird. I know it's all mindset.
Stimulus. It's the stimuli. It's what stimulates you, because you're looking at different things. You're moving up and down versus straight line, open.
That's a good point.
But then, yeah. And then also,
I think there's
perception as well.
Yes. Yes. So, well, it's raining today, but that's okay. And we have a beautiful view. I like my little office here that we're you know, broadcasting from, or whatever you call it.
Recording.
Broadcasting. Hey, maybe someday.
Yeah.
Dream big.
Dream big, yeah.
I'm really glad we got back together.
Oh, we're back
together.
What's
that Taylor Swift song? Except, not that we're never getting back together. We're getting back together. See ya, buddy.
Sorry, I don't listen to Taylor Swift, dude. Sorry.
Oh, that's
she's
funny.
Cute, but that's about all for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It's popular music.
That song gets stuck in your head. Especially when people talk about getting back together. That's what goes in my head. So,
well, we're back together. Yeah. And, you know, we're just going to get back together again soon.
Yep.
That's what we're going to... That's all I'm saying, is we're going to get back together soon. And have a... how do we sign out? What do you want to do? Do you have any parting words?
If there's something that you're struggling with or want support around, I'm going to encourage you to reach out to Carlos or I. We would love to help you in that and help you take those little steps. You know, we are big supporters of reaching out, even though we're not always good at it ourselves, but reaching out and asking for help. And, you know, we're just going to keep doing this and see what happens. You know, who knows?
So, we don't have any kind of website or anything, but we still have our old standby, which is our email. And our email is thesoulflamepodcast@gmail.com. Do you want to drop us a note? You want to drop us a question? You want to throw in any suggestions? We're always open for suggestions. We plan on making this a more regular thing.
Yeah.
So, other than that, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, you know, and go out there and get it.
Yeah. Thank you.